This is Linda Hamilton.
This is Boyd Banks.
Hello, this is Heather Langenkamp.
And this is Lance Henriksen.
Hey, this is Danny Cooksey.
Hi, this is Kim Forey.
You're tuning in.
And you're listening.
You do it, I'll do it. We'll all be there. Meet you there.
40 ounces of horror.
Let me tell you something.
Don't fall asleep.
Peace.
You're listening to 40 Ounces of Horror with your hosts, Chad and James.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the 40 Ounce of Horror podcast. This is Chad.
Yeah.
And that is James.
Yeah.
And welcoming back, we got
Webmaster Deluxe.
Special person, Brandon.
Special person? That makes me sound like I'm one of the retard dead.
Most of everyone listens knows Brandon. He runs most of our social media, and if you've been to a convention, he's the tall,
he's the guy
red-headed
that,
motherfucker.
That tips over the cooler occasionally.
So, we haven't done a hangover episode since episode 10, and what that
is the last episode.
Yes. It's been, 16, 17 episodes since then. Yeah. What that is one of those episodes where we're just kind of taking it easy because we've just been drinking for, weeks straight, nonstop. I have not had a drop of alcohol until tonight for the past week. Because we went to the Horror Hound convention, which everybody has heard by now.
It's pretty epic. And
we and James went to our annual ridiculous party last weekend, where it's three straight days of free booze.
Somehow we survived that.
We struggled a bit.
I don't remember much between that now.
Well, I show up at your house on Friday. You're sleeping. I drag you off the couch, and then we drink for 3 days.
I was sleeping on the couch. Lights were off. I had blankets over me. I heard this big thunderous knock like it was like the DEA about to kick open my door. So I still got blankets over my head. And Chad's like, "You ready to rock?" I don't know why he sounded like Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I don't need instructions to know how to rock. And then we left for 3 days and drank and ate. And
crash on the people's basement, in the people's basement on the couches.
Yeah.
Do the walk of shame out of the house about 8 a.m.
Dude, I got that nasty breakout thing on the red at the head.
There was something on the couches that made Jake or James break out and scratch.
And then you were like, my neck itches all of a sudden.
I sat in the same spot. I don't know what it was. We never addressed that issue.
I think
it went away.
People had sexual relations on that couch the night before.
That made you itch?
I don't know. There are diseases out
but
there.
But the point is, we have been drinking for a while. I'm having a beer right now. Got a little Leinekugel Oktoberfest. Pretty delicious stuff. I'd never had it. It was good.
Like the affliction in your voice. Pretty delicious stuff.
What are you drinking there? Same thing?
No, I'm drinking a High Life again.
Sticking to High Life. Brandon.
Back at it.
I've got a little glazed donut vodka going on.
That sounds gay.
It smells like a glazed donut. It tastes like a glazed donut. Get you fucked up.
I wish I could actually eat a donut that had vodka in it. I'd prefer it that way.
Why don't they inject donut holes with vodka?
Or instead of dipping your donuts in coffee or milk, you could just dip it in vodka.
It's like I'm drinking my breakfast.
Yeah, it's a lot of alcoholics do that. Like I said,
we're hungover.
I'm trying to keep it.
Like you're drinking off the hangover.
Yeah. So what have you been up to, man?
Me? You're talking to Brandon?
I'm talking to you.
Okay. I started rereading Vincent Price's daughter's biography again. And I read that twice a year. So this is my
book. His daughter's book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I started rereading that. I checked out VHS. I don't know if I mentioned that in the last episode or not. But I checked that out on video on demand. I received my Halloween 2 and 3 Blu-rays from Scream Factory and my Blu-ray of Black Sunday, which is amazing. Like, all the special features on the Scream Factory releases are just top-notch. It's awesome. What else? I finally, soon I'll be getting my Twilight Times, Night of the Living Dead 1990 Blu-ray that was limited to 3,000 copies, and it's sold out.
What is that, Twilight Times?
That's just the people who produce it, like Synapse or Magna Releasing. It's Twilight Times. Like, when Fright Night released that limited edition Blu-ray, it was like Twilight Times Presents.
Okay.
So, mine will be in the mail any day, and it's already sold out. So, for all you people that didn't pre-order it, suckers.
Brandon, you probably haven't been watching too much. You've probably been dicking around with the website.
I've been super busy. As a matter of fact, speaking of your Halloween 2 and 3, Halloween 2 was the answer of today's trivia question on Twitter. And we've got 5 t-shirts that we're going to be sending out to Justin Schenck, Tony Bledsoe, Susie Southwick, Angela Minister, Angela Minister, and Kim Nardone. So congratulations, guys. You guys were the ones that got the question correct, and that was a trivia question that pertained to one of our episodes.
So they will be getting a free t-shirt.
That glow-in-the-dark.
Yes.
And yeah, these are special limited edition glow-in-the-dark t-shirts. We're not going to have them for very long, and we'll have some more opportunities for you guys to get your hands on some. And hopefully we'll have some at Horror Hound Indy in November, which we will just be giving away for free.
Yeah.
So if you meet up with us there.
Along with more koozies, bottle caps, openers, punk patches, and
stickers, all kinds of shit. People have actually – it's been surprising the response we've had to that stuff, people wanting that.
That's awesome. That picture that Brandon, you posted on Instagram of your mailing out all the packets, that was crazy. That was all in one day too, wasn't it?
I have been like the merch fulfillment – God lately. That's all I've been doing. I go to work, my day job, and I get paid by them to do work for you guys. So
that's awesome. So you just leave on your lunch break and then go mail out everything and come back?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Well, do we still have party packs available, Brandon?
Yeah, there's a ton of party packs available. All you got to do is go on our website, www.40ouncesofhorror.com, and there's a page under shop called Free Shit. And we're giving it to you free, but you do need to pay for shipping, which is only $3. We're not making any money on those. So if you want one, you get a sticker, a bumper sticker, a koozie, 2 different kinds of bottle openers, and a 1-inch punk button.
Dude, you can't beat that for $3.
No. And soon we're going to have these awesome punk patches that have the logo on them. They're like a little denim patch. They're black with the white logo. And then we're also going to have, probably available on the website, you'll be able to get our limited edition glow-in-the-dark t-shirt for super cheap. I'm going to try to get those on there for just the price of shipping also. So maybe just a few bucks for a really kick-ass t-shirt. I've already been wearing mine.
Man, you have been working your ass off, Brandon. That's awesome.
Yeah, and we'd like to thank all of the people that have been inquiring about all that stuff. It's really cool that you guys kind of...
You guys are repping,
pimping our shit out.
Yeah, repping 40 ounces of
super,
really
super supportive.
It.
You know, we're located in Indianapolis and Cincinnati, and I just figured that we were reaching a regional demographic, but we've had orders from Los Angeles to New York to Orlando to
Washington
San
State.
Antonio.
We had an international
everywhere.
Order, didn't we, from Australia?
Yeah, we even had an order from Australia, and we had an order from the Netherlands, I believe.
Wow.
So, yeah,
that's
awesome.
Pretty cool.
Our sea of black is Sweden.
I don't remember. Someplace over there.
But moving on, we also have a few. First of all, check out our website, 40ounceofhorror.com. Our Facebook, our Twitter.
Instagram.
All that fun shit where you can keep track. Also, on Instagram, we've been asking people to take pictures of you with our merch and tag us on it. So on Facebook or Twitter.
I haven't seen any pictures been tagged.
Well, obviously you're not looking hard enough.
I haven't.
Maybe you should just turn on your phone.
I'm not going to do that.
They're coming in like crazy.
Yeah, we got a bunch of stuff. If you haven't been paying attention, we'd like to thank the guys over at BloodyDisgusting.com. They have picked up our podcast on Bloody Disgusting Radio, which is super exciting.
We got a guest spot on there.
Those guys over there are awesome. We've been friends with Brad and TJ and those guys for a while. We're not on there full time. It's just basically,
when they have a spot open, they'll put...
Yeah, when they need, somebody to fill in. But we're working towards, we want to take over the website. No.
we have got quite a few listeners who have been sending us emails and Facebook messages that say that they were turned on to us by Bloody Disgusting. So.
Which is cool, and that's what it's all about.
Yep.
And we'd like to thank those guys for having us on there. So
I very much appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
You can go there and listen to us on a few episodes. Hopefully we'll get more and more up on there. Also, we still have our contest going on, the They Live Blu-ray with poster. Awesome Scream Factory artwork. All you have to do is like our Facebook page, and you will be in the running for the free Blu-ray and poster, which will be released in November. Like I said, it's as easy as just going to our Facebook page
liking
and
us.
Liking it. So if you already
and
like our
you
Facebook,
might get picked. Simple as that.
So, yeah, if you already like our Facebook page, then you are automatically entered.
Or you can tell a friend to like them, and then you, if they win, you can just take it. So do that
we advertised the shit out of that contest at the last Horror Hound in Indianapolis, and people just ended up stealing the poster that was advertising it.
That's so funny.
Well, I hope people are stealing it, and like Scream Factory wasn't going around taking down their shit. Yeah. Like, gonna sue us.
Actually,
dude,
how many posters did we put up that night
in Horror Hound? How many posters did you bring? Because the next day they were all pretty much gone except for one.
Yeah, I think there was 9 or 10. Yeah. But no, that was all on the level. I actually did get an email back from Scream Factory finally that said, oh, that should be fine. But it was like a week after we had already done it. So, wait, I didn't say any of that just now.
Edit.
Well, let's see. Is there anything else we need to address? A lot of stuff been going on. We've all been really busy with this stuff.
We're working on our yearly Halloween party. We've been slacking this year. We're really going to put some effort into it.
Yeah, we didn't do much last year. We're going to try to throw a killer Halloween party. So if you were in Indianapolis on Halloween or the weekend before Halloween,
you got $5.
Hit us up.
Bring it down.
That's all BYOB. We're not doing the keg.
Why don't you just give me $5 and I'll give you beer?
Quick shout out to Boxcar Willie. He's the one who's providing all this merch that we have that we've been getting out to you guys. So at Boxcar Willie on Twitter. Thank him if you got some of our merch. I feel like I'm on like fucking
what
public radio or something right now.
You need to take an Adderall or something, dude, and get your shit focused.
All right,
I'm not saying you should wash one down with a beer or anything, but
well, you know, just you know, I tried to do my notes today. I didn't exactly organize them very well. Me and James actually guest spotted on a podcast earlier today, which won't be released for a while, so we'll let you guys know.
Yeah, I think
you
said mid-October it'll come out.
Yeah, so we'll let you guys know when that's coming out. And yeah, so I've just been completely crammed. I haven't been able to organize all this shit together. But, so let's get to
your news.
Recently watched. You kind of went over the stuff have you watched anything good lately?
Yeah, I watched VHS. That's the latest movie I watched.
I haven't watched that yet, so let's keep that.
Yeah, well, it was all right. It's not the greatest thing, but it's really good.
I'm hoping I like it. I'm afraid that maybe it got overhyped because it has been hyped up for a long time. I really don't want to say too much about it because it's yet to be released to theaters.
Well, actually, there's a midnight screening in October here.
Which I definitely want to try to check out.
But of the 5 stories, I only like 2.
All right. I've been doing a bunch of rewatches. I watched Return of the Living Dead. We had been discussing that for lately. Love that movie. the movie's fantastic. Watched Over the Top, my favorite Stallone movie, besides Rocky and Rambo. I can't get enough of that fucking movie.
Yeah.
Do you wear your baseball cap backwards when you watch that?
It's like a switch.
There you go.
It's like I turn into a machine. Went and saw Dread 3D the other day.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. It wasn't as like phenomenal as I had hoped because I started getting a little overhyped, but it was really good, really fun to watch. It was basically The Raid. Was it
as gory as what you think?
Not as gory. It wasn't as practical and not as much fighting. It was The Raid with more gunplay, basically. It was that's basically the same premise, and it was just as cool. I mean,
but in 3D.
Yeah, I'm not too excited about the 3D stuff. I mean, it didn't have to be in 3D.
I'm actually really excited
to see. But they only showed it in 3D at the theater.
Have you heard about this promotion called Tug for movies? Like, there's this movie called Bait 3D. It's a shark movie.
Yeah.
And
wait, hold on. A movie called Bait and another movie called Tug?
No. Tug is a promotion used to get movies into theaters. So if the movie's Tugged, it sounds so stupid. Then you can go to a select theater, and if you get over 50 people, then they'll bring that movie to the theater for a screening. Does that make sense?
You got to give it a tug, and then you give it a little bait.
Yeah, then you wash it down with that glazed donut you got. Or you put it in the glazed donut. Whatever you choose, bro.
Whatever. And then, finally, I watched a movie on Netflix called The Terror Within.
It was an awesome movie.
Have you seen it?
Is this the one about the kid and the monster? That's The Beast Within.
No, yeah, The Beast Within. Yeah. I've seen that. No, Terror Within. It was all right. It was kind of it was a very campy cheese movie. It's totally a movie that like Mystery Science Theater would watch.
Yeah,
but it was in the. It was actually been a while since I watched it. Now it was like a month ago, but like it was kind of like along the lines of Aliens and something else. It was bad acting, cool monster. It's worth a watch. It's just a cheesy campy. One of the better cheesy campy movies I've seen on Netflix.
I'll skip it.
Yeah, you get bored watching.
Yeah. We just got a message in on Facebook. Nick Civil wants to know, hell yeah, have you all seen Tall Man? It's on Netflix.
Yeah, it just popped up on Netflix. I have not watched it yet.
I heard bad things about it, but I want to watch it because I built it up in my mind. Now I have to, justify it.
It's horrible. Go watch it. And it's Seibel, by the way. I've been corrected on that.
Seibel?
Yeah. He said it's... Sounds like Bible.
Oh, I guess I see that. I just need to use my words.
So shout out to Nick Seibel.
Nick Seibel.
Have you watched anything, Brandon?
Seibel.
Have I watched anything?
Yeah. I mean, worth mentioning on here.
Fuck no.
Yep.
Like, I watched that new, like, TV show with Lucy Liu in it last night, and she didn't shake her hair in slow-mo or wear leather once, so I don't think I'm ever going to watch it ever again.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Wait, is that the new Sherlock Holmes-esque show? Yeah.
Some shitty CBS.
Speaking of new shows, have you caught any Revolution yet, the new J.J. Abrams show? It's actually pretty solid. I really enjoyed it. I've only seen two episodes so far, but it was really cool. Really liked it. Okay, so that's about it. Let's just get on to the news.
Okay. Like I said earlier.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Terror, horror, death. Film at 11.
Yeah! All right. All right, so some of my news. I don't know why you guys are laughing at me. Fuck you guys. Some of my news is a little bit dated. We've been really... The last couple episodes have been kind of taken over with the Horror Hound stuff. But, all right, about a month ago, Sam Raimi won his lawsuit stopping an unauthorized sequel to Evil Dead, which, you know, we've talked about a few times.
Yeah.
But get this. This is what I found interesting. The sequel, which was done by was going to be done by Award Pictures. The sequel was going to be titled Evil Dead 4 Consequences, and it was going to run 136 minutes and have a budget of $71 million.
What?
What the fuck?
Were they going to... Stop. Stop. Go back. $171 million?
No. 136 minutes is how long it was going to run and have a budget of $71 million.
Jesus.
I don't even know that Evil Dead 1, 2, and Army of Darkness cost $71 million together.
I think the last movie that cost $71 million and flopped that big was Waterworld.
Waterworld is probably well more than $71.
$71.
No, but
dollars, Mr. Costner.
What the fuck kind of Evil Dead movie are you going to have for 136 minutes? That's I can't even do that math. That's like 3 hours long, isn't it?
I know. It's like the Schindler's List of the Evil Dead. Isn't that like 3 hours long?
No, 120 minutes is two hours. So it was like 2 hours, 15 minutes. That's still ridiculous for Evil Dead.
Yeah.
But Award Pictures, the company behind that, was also looking to produce a $75 million sequel to John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little China.
Now, I am totally fucking for that. Throw money at that project.
A sequel
to Big Trouble in Little China?
I'm surprised to hear you say that.
Oh, my God.
Somebody else besides Carpenter touching that?
Well, I don't think Carpenter would touch it
first. If they get Kurt Russell on board, which he would, he would do that.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that, but I'm kind of glad that it all got stopped. And
I would watch that, hands down.
Of course, I'd watch it.
I would love to.
But
see that.
Speaking of Evil Dead, the official synopsis for the remake has been released.
Really?
Would you like me to read it to you?
You can go ahead and read it.
All right, get this. In the much-anticipated, I put much-anticipated in quotes, okay. In the much-anticipated remake of the 1981 cult horror film, 520-something friends become holed up in a remote cabin when they discover a book of the dead. They unwittingly summon up dormant demons living in the nearby woods, which possess the youngsters in succession until only one is left intact to fight for survival.
Huh.
Oh, really original, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they just copy and pasted.
I've never heard that before.
I'm pretty sure they just copy and pasted the original synopsis. Yeah.
How's that glazed donut, Brandon?
James, you sound so enthused.
Dude, I just got a lot of shit going on, man. I don't know.
No, don't bring your personal shit to work, there, James.
This doesn't work. Not yet, anyway.
You leave it at the door. All right.
Brandon, you need to bring your glazed donut over here.
Hey,
Brandon wants you to glaze his donut.
You can have my glazed donut anytime you want, buddy.
Thank you, baby.
All right. Troma Films now has a YouTube channel.
Yeah, just almost threw up on himself. The tongue went out of his mouth and he looked at me. He goes,
that's what Troma Films. I need another beer. That's what Troma.
I just had a vision of when on SNL when they used to have the super fans and Chris Farley used to have a heart attack. Since I'm not there in the room, that's all I can picture. Chad banging on his chest.
I just choked up a piece of steak.
Half a whole steak comes out. Blech.
I apologize. Troma Films now has a YouTube channel where they have released over 150 of their films for free. For free.
For free.
So you can go on YouTube and watch over 150 Troma films. I mean, Toxic Avenger, Class of Nukem High, all that old shit. They even have some of the stuff that they've procured rights to, like the White Zombie and all that old school shit.
That is pretty cool. I like that idea.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not – what? How do you feel about Troma films?
I like them for what they are.
I mean, I've never been a big – I mean, there's the occasional, like Toxic Avenger, Class of Nukem High. I like those two. Some of them are just ridiculous.
I dig independent cinema, but I think some of that stuff's so over the top and quirky. But I mean, there's a niche for that. People enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a huge Troma fans out there. I enjoy it, but I'm not like a huge fan where I will just go out and watch.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go out there dressed as Captain Kabuki and like
Sergeant Kabuki Man. Yeah, all that stuff. So yeah, that's all I got on that. But yeah, that's really cool. I mean, go to YouTube to Troma films and. I mean, it's the Netflix for Troma, basically.
Yeah. I got a little piece of news. Whenever.
All right.
You ready?
All right.
Okay. I think I talked.
You're not really good
before.
At segues and cutting in. And
no, I just talk.
I had a really good segue, but he cut me off.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Anyways, whatever you were saying. I talked about this earlier that Your Next got pushed back. Well, the whole bidding war that happened. Collider reported recently that the gate picked it up, and it's officially will not get pushed back anymore. That on August 23rd of next year, that Your Next will come out. That great home invasion movie.
Waiting a while for that movie to come out.
That was actually on my short list of films to really watch this year. And now there's
yeah, we actually discussed
list even
it.
Got shorter.
We discussed it on the what was it, year in review or the whatever the
yeah
stuff we're looking forward to in 2012. So when's it coming out next year?
Yeah, so now it's August 23rd of next year. So now the only two movies I'm looking forward to are Sinister and The Collection, which is the sequel to The Collector.
Right. So you actually want to see Sinister?
Yeah.
I saw the preview, but I didn't know how much of it was just
I like,
making the preview look good.
I like Ethan Hawke as an actor.
Yeah. Yeah. I just didn't
it looks
know.
Really promising,
I mean,
too.
Well, you know, when you get big-budget horror films, you never know what you're going to get. So, I mean, I'll check it out. It looks pretty creepy. What about that? Well, we'll get to that when we get to your releases.
What were we going to say?
I was going to bring up Rosalind Lee.
Oh.
The Last Will and Testament of Rosalind Lee. That's another movie that we brought up that we wanted to see. And yeah. That something came up about that. I think it got pushed again. Or it's finally got distribution, but I don't think it's going to be.
I don't think it's at any film festivals yet.
No. Well, it finally got distribution. Somebody bought it, but yeah. I don't think it's going to be this year. So that's another movie that's going to get pushed back. I'll have to read more into that. Anyway. For all you comic book fans, IDW Publishing is pleased to announce an all-new horror miniseries, Chasing the Dead, written by Matthew Scott and Tim Westland, based on a novel by author Joe Schreiber. Coming in November, Chasing the Dead is a fast-paced, ferociously tense supernatural thriller. Artist Dietrich Smith will provide captivating interiors and cover art for the series. The debut issue tells the story of a stranger who has kidnapped Sue's daughter, Lily. But he doesn't want her money, only her suffering.
I don't want your money.
Only her suffering.
I don't want your suffering.
And he will kill Lily if Sue doesn't follow his every command. With detailed instructions, the faceless abductor leads Sue into a blinding snowstorm on the longest night of the year to a place she has not traveled to since childhood.
Alaska.
The voice on the other end of her cell phone somehow knows Sue's deepest, most chilling secret, an ominous incident from her past buried long ago. Chasing the Dead number 1 will be available November 14th, 2012.
Hmm.
That sounds all right. I don't delve too much into comics, but I try to find one that, you know, strikes my fancy every once in a while, and that one seemed all right. I think there was a cover art I saw for it, so it looked actually pretty cool.
I mean, I'll probably pass it when I see it on the shelf.
Yeah.
That's the extent of
it. Nah, not much discussion there.
Hey, remember that time you brought that up? Yeah, well, there it is.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah. All right. Charles Band's Full Moon Films is welcoming you to Full Moon's Grindhouse. Full Moon has dug deep into their film.
For firm. Dug deep into firm.
I typoed. It said into their firm vault.
You might need some of Brandon's glazed donut for that.
That's a little too firm. Full Moon has dug deep into their film vaults and unearthed a lost collection of rare and bizarre gems. The grindhouse theaters of the 1970s and 80s produce unimaginable films, titillating the senses and your imagination on the crudest and most bewildering level. Full Moon has gathered them for your amusement in their world of unique and unexpected films you will never find on Netflix or anywhere else. Escape into a motion picture experience beyond human comprehension.
Humans.
Humans. Human comprehension.
Goddamn humans.
Oh, you can watch the Grindhouse trailer on FullMoonHorror.com, which gives you an exclusive look at this rare collection. All titles can be found on Full Moon Direct website, and there are many new titles coming soon. And I went to the website to check it out, and they're all for sale for about $10 a pop. I thought it was going to be like a streaming thing, but you buy the DVDs.
It's pretty pricey for
streaming. For Grindhouse.
Yeah.
$10 a pop for – no, you actually buy the DVD, but it's one movie, one Grindhouse movie. It wasn't even $10 to get into the Grindhouse to watch those movies.
Fucking humans.
Oh shit. Okay. You ready for the next piece? You ready?
Yeah, my ass is going numb, by the way.
All right.
I gotta switch chairs.
Yeah, I really need to build a studio.
Well, I imagine being really shitty in a shed, just like
half. Yeah, it's gonna be in my basement. It's gonna be surrounded by concrete blocks and spiders. According to Stephen King's official website, September 24th, 2013 has been established as the first publication date for Dr. Sleep, a sequel to The Shining. Official plot: on highways across America, a tribe called a tribe called the True Knot travel in search of sustenance. They look harmless, mostly old, lots of polyester, and married to their RVs, but as Dan Torrance knows and tween Abra Stone learns, the True Knot are quasi-immortal, living off the steam that children with The Shining produce when they are slowly tortured to death.
That sounds really creepy.
So it's a grown-up Danny Torrance, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It basically follows. He's still haunted by things that happened at the Overlook Hotel and stuff. I loved, and we've talked about this before, I loved The Shining book.
Yeah.
I thought it was...
good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it just went so much more in-depth. I mean, I love the movie as well, but they're just two different animals. And hopefully... this book is along the same levels and just as good as the original, so it'd be interesting. You know,
I still want to see that the documentary that compares like all the conspiracy theories in the movie and talks about the book a little bit.
Yeah, what's that called? I forget.
Is it Room 213?
Yeah, 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 or whatever the room number is.
They said it's a big head fuck, man. You come out of there and you're like, my head hurts.
Yeah,
I can't
somehow get our hands on that. I'd like definitely like to watch that. Brandon, do you have anything to add?
Nope.
All right.
Good talk.
Are you paying attention?
Nope. As we reported on our website, Screen Vision, a national leader in cinema advertising sales, services, and content distribution, has teamed up with Compass International Pictures and Trinkus International Films to bring John Carpenter's immortal 1978 classic Halloween back to the big screen.
Yeah, it's not fucking coming to Indiana.
This nationwide release, beginning October 25th, with select showings through October 31st, will be the widest distribution the film has seen since... originally shocking audiences in 1978, this Cinema Scare classic will be presented in a striking new HD transfer and 5.1 audio. Hey, there's more. Screen Vision's presentation on Halloween will also include an exclusive documentary short entitled You Can't Kill the Boogeyman, 35 Years of Halloween. The documentary focuses on the undeniable impact the film and series has had on the culture and genre. Check ScreenVision.com for a full listing of participating theaters. You say but I think they updated it.
I read on a site that they weren't actually getting physical copies. It was all going to be streaming to select theaters.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. I think that's what a lot of those...
So
like,
all the quality was going to be dulled down.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks. That's how a lot of those big, like, release events do, like, riff tracks and all that stuff.
But still, even if, like, it's all satellite and, like, sent there, then why doesn't it get a wider release for, like, more theaters?
Because I think the theaters have to, like, consent to it and pay money for it, and I don't know. And it's all bullshit.
One of our Facebook fans actually sent me a direct message the other day because he lives in Indy, and he was like, why the fuck aren't we getting this movie, man? Like, he was pissed off. And, you know, I think it's a lot of – has to do with, you know, if you could either put a movie in 100 theaters and maybe sell half the tickets, or you could put a movie in 50 theaters and sell all the tickets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's not like a new movie. It's not like they're – I mean, there's already
the bottom dollar.
Yeah, but there's already a built-in audience for it, you know?
That's true. Yeah, I think there is a few in any – I think there's one in Fort Wayne.
I'm not driving to Fort Wayne.
I think there's one closer they added, but I can't remember now where it's at. But, I mean, that's just our own personal issues.
Well, Landmark Cinemas on the north side by my house has been picking up a lot of good movies for like
midnight showings. Noblesville. They're showing up. That's which.
That IMAX at
Hamilton. Yeah, so that's close. Nobody listening right now gives two shits because they have no idea what we're talking about.
Well, I'll drive up there.
That's
awesome.
Like 10 minutes from your house.
I take back that whole fuck you thing.
All right. The Emmy Award-winning anthology horror series Tales from the Crypt returns to network television starting Friday, October 5th, when FearNet debuts TV versions of the groundbreaking program on its linear channel and presents original episodes on its VOD platform. This marks the first time that the Tales from the Crypt can be seen on network TV since 2004, when it was previously syndicated. The TV Tales from the Crypt episodes will premiere Friday nights in a two-hour block on FearNet from 10 to midnight Eastern Time, and will be re-aired on Mondays in the same time period. The 93 produced episodes will play in order, beginning with season one and continuing through its seventh and final season.
That's awesome. I like how they have a late time slot for that, too.
Yeah, yeah. And starting Wednesday, October 10th, the premiere episodes will launch on FearNet's VOD platform. The episodes will be presented in the original unedited format. Four episodes will be added to the VOD library every Wednesday, ensuring that there will always be something new and fresh for viewers to watch. Each episode will remain in the VOD library for 6 weeks, which I don't have the channel, but I have the VOD, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Because the show was awesome, and now you can watch it. Like,
you don't even understand because it was awesome. No, it's coming back. Man, it's gonna be awesome.
I mean, if you had the DVDs, you can watch it anywhere you want. I think it'd be cooler to have the channel because there's something different than being it where you have to watch it on TV at a certain time rather than just popping it in and watching it whenever you want.
Yeah, see, I like that too. I like sitting down or like being somewhere, like, shit, I gotta get back home at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the lights off and watch a movie,
or just be like, hey, flip on the TV.
Yeah.
So yeah, and also FearNet has all kinds of programming going on. They're actually starting to get pretty good. I mean, for a while there, they were pretty shitty. I used to shit on FearNet all the time. But go to their website because they have all kinds of channel listings, or not channel listings, but Showtime listings for a bunch of shit through October for all the Halloween shows. And I believe that they're having a 24-hour trick-or-treat marathon end of the month.
They just started that last year, I think.
Yeah, so you can watch the fantastic anthology film Trick or Treat.
Yeah, I love that movie.
It's great. So yeah, go to FearNet's website. And
you know, in my mind, I think there really is some small town out there that celebrates Halloween like that.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Speaking of Emmy award winning, I'd just like to congratulate Jessica Lange on her Emmy for her work on American Horror Story. I thought that was really well deserved.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I know she's listening. She's a really big fan of the show.
Actually, you know what?
Hi, Jessica.
At Fry's tomorrow, you can get the Blu-ray for $20, season one.
I will be on my way down there first thing in the morning then.
Also, hey, wait, I just got another tweet from one of our listeners. I said earlier, getting ready to record a new episode. Are you ready? And Susie Southwick says, no, I'm not. What are you, ungrateful? You want a T-shirt today. Come on. What more can we do?
We need to
send you a couple drinks in the... Wait, we can't do that.
Yeah, we can.
Maybe
send her a couple of drinks in the mail?
We're so thrilling and entertaining that she just can't handle it. And she's just not prepared for another episode yet.
I hear it so flat voice. No.
No, I'm not. I got all excited. I was like, hey, there's an answer to that question. No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. Leave me alone. Just shut your face. Just shut the...
Unfollow.
One of our longest listeners... And she says, no, I'm not. Anyway.
She just kicked us in the collective dick right now.
Me, Chad, and James all crossing streams. Kick to the tri-dick.
She seriously just stomped on our collective dickhead altogether.
Tri-dick.
How does that sound like?
That's like the tri-state area.
Kicked us in our tri-state area.
I was thinking
tri-dick
of
area.
Legend of Zelda, where he gets those pieces of the Triforce, just little pieces of tri-dick to make one sort of bigger dick. Gayest game ever. And now I'm just envisioning the Triforce with just three little pieces of dick to go around.
Oh, man.
I have a couple more news items.
I kind of imagine that to be like
crying
in Power
right
Rangers
now.
when they all announce their strengths and they're like, Sabretooth Tiger!
Tri-dick!
Tri-dick!
When they build a big robot, his little piece of robot goes straight for the crotch area. And it shows them all and, like, zooms in like Voltron. Like, they're all excited to fight, and it pans to him. It's like, man, this blows. Just shows him looking so unhappy in the cockpit. Like, that was
the cockpit.
The cockpit.
I can tell.
Fuck, I can't talk. I'm laughing. My head's going to explode. His controller is a really phallic-shaped joystick.
This might be the hardest I've
ever. Every time he shakes the joystick, the top of it wiggles just a little bit more when he stops. They're battling some sort of big monster. It's like, Terry, how you doing on there? Man, shut the fuck up. I can't do anything down here.
His name's Terry?
Yes. That's his name, Terry.
This is definitely the hardest I've ever laughed on air. I guess stuff.
He sits in the cockpit and plays with a shake weight.
All right.
All right.
We ready?
Thank you, Susie, for
for all that laughter. We appreciate you so much.
Okay, two more pieces here. Totally ruined my whole flow. My segues. Everything is done. You know, I had questions. I had answers. All right. Could an alien invasion really happen? Is every creature on Earth becoming female, leading to the end of mankind? Can earthquakes start in outer space?
This sounds like you just had a seizure. And, like,
Find out next time on 40 Ounces of Horror.
Thankfully, famed cartoonist and illustrator Stephen Appleby and journalist Art Lester have created a brilliantly funny, superbly illustrated, and erudite guide to prepare. I don't even know what that
erudite
word means.
Erudite? Sounds like a guide. Rock you buy at the Children's Museum.
A guide to prepare us all in the ways we might cease to exist. Space earthquakes, gender erosion, asteroid impact, pandemic.
Gender erosion?
Solar storms and
was a dude.
Robotic revolts to name a few. The coffee table book of doom warns us that it's not just the four horsemen of the apocalypse we have to worry about. This tongue-in-cheek informational book combines fascinating and often alarming facts, with each chapter committed to different ways of how mankind as we know it will come to a grisly end. Whether we're baked, fried, frozen, or sucked dry, the end is near. So,
it's I don't even know what you just said right now.
It's called the Coffee Table Book of Doom, and it answers many ways questions as to how the end of the world can happen.
By gender erosion? Wouldn't that be a damn shame? We're all walking around like Ken dolls.
You know, the world's supposed to end here coming up in a few months. December 21st is the next apocalypse date. So
it is going to happen. I mean, Dick Clark can't ring in the new year anymore.
That's true.
Way to go, Mines. Touche.
Dick Clark cannot ring in the new year will not come.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
And finally, FX has ordered a pilot for Guillermo del
I am Ron Burgundy.
I can't say. FX has ordered a pilot for Guillermo del Toro and Chuck Hogan's.
Why you sound so southern all of a sudden? Man, you see that movie with that Guillermo del Toro and that Chuck Hogan?
I can't get it out of my mouth.
He sounds more Cajun than anything.
Oh, shit. Pilot for del Toro and Chuck Hogan's The Strain, which will be co-written, directed, and executive produced by Del Toro and Hogan. Hogan will co-write. The show will be run by Carlton Cuse, who oversaw Lost in an upcoming A&E series, Bates Motel. What's funny about this is originally Del Toro conceived and pitched The Strain as a television series, but nobody picked it up, which is why he teamed with Chuck Hogan to write the novels. So now,
going back,
they have the comic book now. There's a motion comic out and everything, and now FX is picking up.
I love the books. I think that storyline was great, and I think it'd really work over well as a TV show.
Yeah, a lot of people call it like the Walking Dead version of vampires.
Yeah,
like vampire.
I'd say it's a little bit more in depth than that.
Yeah, it definitely is very in depth. The novels are very long, but so that's really cool. I enjoyed the books. I still have yet to read the third book, but
I think it'd be pretty bleak.
If it's good. FX does some pretty good shows. So
yeah.
So that's
that was actually your most recent suggested reading posted on the website was The Strain.
Oh, yes, that's correct.
And more of Chad's suggested reading lists can be found at 40OuncesOfHorror.com. Cheap plug.
Yeah, that was a good segue, though. I was about to do that, but that was more smooth than I could have done it myself. Once again, for more.
Yeah.
That was a laugh, a cough, a sneeze, all at once. We have articles on our website, which I attempt to write, Boxer Willie writes, and Bub's Beer Reviews from Bub's Beer Blog.
Yeah.
Check out our website, 40ounceofhorror.com. Just a little reminder here. So, James, you ready for your releases?
Yeah, let's do
it. You know, I decided to stop calling them DVD releases because it's more than DVDs. Video on demand and Blu-rays and...
You should, I like how the beer is hitting you now. You need to take your finger and hit my music.
All right.
All right. I keep thinking about, you know, Tri-Dick earlier. It's funny. All right, just jump straight in. When talking about horror scream queens, few names rank higher on the list. Jamie Lee Curtis is number one. And then I think Leanna Quigley's number two.
Linnea.
Yeah, Linnea.
Linnea Quigley.
I don't give a fuck. She's hot. yeah. So her, you know her from Night of the Demons, Return of the Living Dead, etc. When word got out that a Quigley film was shot over 14 years ago, is finally making its way to DVD, I about flipped. I about got a hard Triforce.
I believe the word is triboner.
I don't have three penises.
But with our... No, with our powers combined.
shit, where was I going? Oh, yeah. So Scream Queen, which stars Quigley, was written and directed by Brad Skies. It premiered on September 15th at the Syracuse Horror and More Film Festival, which we sponsor.
We did.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like you gave me that blank look. You're like, yeah?
Yeah,
maybe, forgot.
Maybe.
yeah, so the film will also be receiving an extras pack DVD release courtesy of Leo Films later this year. I haven't heard much more about it other than people really liked it and dug it.
Well, I mean, it's probably since... So it was a film that she made years ago and it's finally been released. Like,
yeah, it's just now seeing the light of day.
Well, because that's why people liked it, because it was made back then when things were cool.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I want to see it.
You don't want to see it?
No, I said I do want to see it. I said I don't know because I haven't seen it.
What?
All right. Some movies on video demand that come out soon are Amphibious, which is set for a release date of October 9th. Here's a quick rundown of the movie. Tales of the Tale of a Marine Biologist, Skylar Shane. Doesn't Skylar Shane sound like one of the guys from Contra? Doesn't it?
You know?
Yeah. Who hires a character boat captain, Jack Bowman, to help find prehistoric life from samples of the North Samaritan Sea. After she takes in an orphan boy, strange occurrences happen on board the ship, including the death of some local smugglers by an unknown entity. Skylar and Jack then have to band together to defeat the evil creature that has emerged from the deep. I'm going to go ahead and say right now, I am not going to watch this movie.
It sounds like you took like four synopsises and just mixed them together.
No, you can read it for yourself if you want. I mean...
Oh, I believe you.
So, Amphibious comes out October 9th. I will not watch it, but if you do watch it, let me know about it. Let me know how that evil entity goes.
The Contra Commandos' names were Bill Mad Dog Riser and Lance Scorpion Bean.
No, well, I guess Lance Skylar Bean. Shane must have died before he got on the plane. Another movie, Greystone Park, which is now available on video on demand, is actually based on a true story. Or so they say. Yeah, sure thing. I haven't read much about the flick other than it's a ghost haunting an asylum. I'm probably not doing this movie any justice, but like I said, I haven't seen or read too much about it.
There you go.
Take that. There's a Facebook page if you want to check it out. Other than that, I didn't. There's some pretty shitty movies coming out to video on demand.
Oh, just, yeah.
Yeah. One movie that I really am interested in seeing is Beyond the Black Rainbow, which is now available on DVD and Blu-ray, courtesy of Magnet Releasing. A quick rundown of this film. Held captive in a specialized medical facility, a young woman with unique abilities seeks a chance to escape her obsessed captor. Set in the strange and oppressive emotional landscape of the year of 1983, Beyond the Black Rainbow is a Reagan-esque era fever dream inspired by hazy childhood memories of midnight movies and Saturday morning cartoons. People have said this movie is like a psychedelic nightmare.
Oh, you know what? I think I saw the trailer for that not too long ago.
The imagery looks,
yeah,
looks really crazy.
Insane.
I imagine it's kind of like waiting at a bus stop in Old Vegas while tripping on LSD, talking to Andy Dick and a bearded, crazy Joaquin Phoenix.
I imagine this Argento on LSD making a movie.
But people have said they either really, really love it or they really, really hate it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, man, it's the greatest movie ever. People are like, that was
James
a waste
just
of time.
Channeled a little Dennis Miller there, I'm pretty sure.
Dennis
that
Miller.
That was awesome.
Dennis Miller when he was on... Didn't he commentate for the NFL for a little bit?
Yeah, he did Monday Night Football for
and
a while.
Nobody got his references at all.
I think one season.
Yeah, he got fired, but I loved it.
That guy's hilarious. Anyway, that is it for my DVD releases.
All right. That's it.
That's it. Show's over. Go home.
And you kind of came quick on that one.
Oh, did I?
All right. So, anything in particular you want to talk about?
I wanted to give a quick shout out on Facebook. We had one of the Tromettes send us a picture of her and some of our T-shirts.
We posted
one on our Facebook today, Ellie Church, and the picture came via Brian Williams Photography. She's wearing one of our shirts, and it's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Chad and I are immediately going on our Facebook right now.
No, I saw it. Yeah, and she's also you can also see her at the Troma booth at Horror Hound. We saw them at Horror Hound. Now, I have a couple of Booze and Gone Bad stories. I didn't know if there's anything else we wanted to discuss before we got to that. But people, if you're all new listeners or whatnot, we have Booze and Gone Bad stories. You know, just one of your drunken nights gone wrong. We love to
or
read
hilarious.
Those. Or hilarious. Anything. Just,
or both.
Just, you know, if it's just you drink some shit and fell asleep, just tell us about it. Send us an email. We'd like to read them out loud on the show here.
Good job, Chad.
I feel like there was something. Is there any questions on Twitter or anything we need to address, Brandon?
Yeah, actually, we did have a question come in. Let's see here. This one was from Christian Perez at Indie Scream. He says, 40 Ounces of Horror, movie title idea, Retarded. It's either Retarded Zombos or Retards Fighting Zombos. I don't know.
So I
can't figure out if this guy thinks he came up with a really great movie title, but sorry, Christian, that's already a movie.
Jake already covered that in a previous episode.
Yeah, we covered that in, what was it, episode 9?
Yeah, episode 9. Jake covered that in one of his unmentionables where he watched Retarded so that you don't have to.
Apparently that's all he watched.
So, honestly, I don't remember what it was about, but if you want to know what it was about, without actually watching it, go back, listen to episode 9, and you can hear all about it. You know, I went back and listened to a few of our old episodes, and the quality has gotten significantly better.
The content is great. The technical quality wasn't so good early on.
No, I was still coming into my own. I didn't know how to host the show yet.
Well, you're still working on that.
Thanks, James. I've gotten
You're
better.
Such a self-deprecating Dave Letterman, Jay, or Chad.
No, I think it's gotten a lot better, and we're getting better. So, because I've just been, seeing lately on Twitter how people have been going back and listening to older episodes because they're just discovering us, so they want to hear older ones. The further you get back, I think the
sounds like us talking on tin cans.
Yeah. Let's just say I'm not as wasn't as comfortable in my role.
You weren't as animated as you are right now.
I'm very animated as we speak.
Yeah.
You and James couldn't figure out who was the pitcher and who was the catcher. Let's just say that.
Right. Look, glazed donuts.
You couldn't figure out who got the top bunk, if you know what I mean.
Oh, man. So what? Before we get on to Booze and Gone Bad, is there anything else we need to cover coming up? Anything?
I had one little tidbit that I saw come across the interwebs that, is close to my interest is there was an interview with Ivan Reitman.
Yeah.
And the question of Ghostbusters 3 got brought up. And, he didn't confirm or deny anything, but people are thinking it's interesting the words that he uses, because early on we heard that Dan Aykroyd said that a script has been commissioned. That was confirmed. And also that it was also confirmed that Bill Murray would not be a part of the movie, which
that's
we reported
really sad.
On. And that would be really sad and suck. But what Ivan said, he was kind of vague, but his quote, and I don't want to misquote him here, but his quote was something to the effect of, Ghostbusters should be remade. So people are kind of trying to figure out if he means that, Ghostbusters 3 really won't be a Ghostbusters 3 and it'll be a reboot or a remake. We're not quite sure.
I just had this horrible mental image. I could see it going really, really well. Or really, really bad, and I just saw Ryan Reynolds in the Ghostbuster getup.
Oh no!
And my life just
I
ended.
I actually kind of like Ryan Reynolds; he's funny. But
I'll stab that guy in the throat repeatedly.
I don't know. I mean, the statistics are against it. It's not very often that a remake is good.
All right, who would we cast as Ghostbusters in the reboot?
Jesus Christ, man. This would take forever. I don't even know.
It doesn't have to be exact, just off the top of your head.
Breckenmeyer.
Breckenmeyer, Seth Green, Topher Grace.
Topher Grace.
And the black guy from Scrubs. I forget his name.
I was going to say that guy. Fuck, never mind. Never mind. I can't even. His face popped up and he smiled at me, but I had no name.
The man with no name.
The man with no name.
All right. Let's just move on here.
No, Kenan Thompson from SNL. There you go.
That would be awesome.
I would love to see him.
Take a bunch of SNL guys and put him on there.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to have Andy Samberg in a new Ghostbusters movie.
You'd think?
Yeah.
He would just be Rick Moranis' part, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's just move on to what we call Booze and Gone Bad. 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 This one comes from Michael the Fish Fisher. I believe that's what they call him. I don't know. Yeah, he signed it Fish. Michael Fish Fisher. All right. This story goes back to when I was young and didn't know my limits yet. It was September 21st, 1991, 2.5 months after I turned 21. So he's got some age on us. I was 11 years old. A new club was opening in D.C. where I lived at the time. They had an open bar from 9 to 11. To really set this up right, you need to know about a game we played called Bar Slug. Basically, as soon as you get through the door, you scout out a hiding spot. Then you hit up each bar in the place and get the maximum number of drinks, usually two. Then you go stash them in your hidey hole.
Keep going.
Stash them in your hidey hole. You rotate through each bartender at each bar, collecting and hiding drinks. That night, I collected 20 rum and cokes. So, I'm guessing it's like free drinks. Open bar from 9 to 11, so they're stashing them as much as they can so that they can keep drinking at past the open bar time. That's why how I'm taking this. All right. That night, I collected 20 rum and cokes, thinking they would last the rest of the night. Oh, no. I drank them all in an hour.
Jesus Christ, man.
By 1 a.m., I was puking all over my shoes in the corner, unable to stand, let alone walk. I was carried out to a friend's car and driven back to the house I was crashing at, puking out the back window the whole way. He stripped me out of my pukey clothes and washed them. Of course, he also took pictures of me, passed out, wrapped around the toilet. Good thing they were on my camera, so they never saw the light of day. I wasn't able to drink rum again for 20 years. I still have the flyer for that night. Not like I will ever forget the date.
I don't know what it is about friends thrown up in the toilet. Do you have to take pictures of them?
Apparently, he was naked.
Oh, he sent you a picture?
No.
Oh.
He said...
Yeah, You're, like, so sincere about it. Well, he was naked.
He said he stripped me out of my pukey clothes and washed them. Of course, he also took pictures of me passed out and wrapped around the toilet. So I assumed he was naked.
If any of our fans want to send us any naked pictures, send those to Chad at 40OuncesOfHorror.com.
Yeah.
Only allowed.
No, then put a tri-dick at the top.
No. Yeah, make your subject tri-dick.
And then Chad will open them up.
If I get that, I'm deleting it immediately.
All right, forward it to me.
You'll get some.
Only females are allowed to send naked pictures to me.
Female trainees with tri-dicks?
No. So, thank you, Fish. That's
That was pretty awesome. I expected that story to go like, I drank all those drinks in 1 hour. Then I died. I am now a ghost.
I am now a ghost writing you.
I couldn't drink 20 waters in an hour. That's like, that's a lot of liquid in your stomach, man. That's a lot to drink.
Even like breaking the seal every 5 minutes still.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous. All right, let's see. I got another one here. I haven't read this one yet, so we'll see how it goes. She sent me two of them. I'm just going to read one. We'll save the other one for another time. And this is the second of two. This is from Ada Lova. Ada Lova?
You're just making that up.
A-I-D-A-L-O-V-A. A-Lynn.
Ada Lova.
Ada Lova.
Ada Lova.
She's a new listener, and she's loving the podcast. She wanted to write us a story for Booze and Gone Bad since we asked for them. So I'll save the first one.
So she have a story?
Yeah, she's got two of them. I'll save the first one for another podcast. Another doozy is when I had my first foray into the college classic Jungle Juice. I went to a toga
party. College try.
Yes.
I went to a toga party that had this tasty beverage. I have to set the scenery. I went to school in North Carolina. It's April, so it's hot. I just had my directing and writing debut, so needless to say, with a tummy full of butterflies, I forgot to actually eat food, and the kicker was my mother and grandmother came down from Jersey to celebrate my premiere, and I am supposed to meet them out for breakfast. So now we return to the party, which is a toga party, recipe for disaster. So I'm outside sitting on the couch drinking my first cup of what I was told was a lethal drink. I can drink well, actually so well, I'm pretty much to the point where I should be attending meetings. So I'm feeling nothing after my first cup. Solo, of course.
It's definitely that stuff that sneaks up on you, because it tastes so good.
Yeah, so I'm feeling nothing after my first cup. Solo, of course. Now, is she drinking by herself, or is she drinking out of a solo cup?
Let's go with solo cup.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. Still feeling nothing after my second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. Mind you, I'm not getting my refills. I'm sitting. I decided it's time to get my seventh since I cannot feel a thing.
Damn, seventh and still feel nothing? What a champion.
Decided to get my seventh since I cannot feel a thing, and I make the tiny error of standing up and then falling straight down. Not as graceful as a ballerina, but just still as lovely. So after my fall down, I'm still trying to get up and re-enter to the house to get it. I happen to now walk into the house of debauchery where boobs are hanging out, men are taking pictures, and, well, it's a toga.
Of course.
It's toga.
Phil, it's a boob.
And, well, it's toga. The guy I had been flirting with all night has followed me and decides to kiss me before I can get my next lethal cup of poison. Uh-oh. So we start making out in the back of my throat.
Making out in the back of your throat?
So we start
making out with, like, a giraffe and a super long tongue?
So we start making out. Oh, that's the period. We start making out, period.
Oh.
In the back of my throat, I get... In the back of my throat, I get the tingling sensation that only means that I'm about to empty my stomach, so I save the moment and tell him I will be right back.
What a champion. You can still stop that? Like, how do you stop that?
I stumble up the stairs and proceed to throw up everything I didn't know I had in the bathroom. Knowing I'm going back for more nookie, I grab the toothpaste. This is fantastic. I grab the toothpaste, pour so much in my mouth that that brings back up more throw up. Now onto my
throw up and crest on your mouth.
Now onto my second attempt to make my mouth fresh. I succeed. I exit the bathroom only to not find my boy Wonder. So I enter an empty room and decide maybe I should lie down. I proceed to close my eyes only to have them reopen when I hear the door open and many voices chime. I see about five people walk in and all seem to clamor to the bed that I'm trying to pass out on. Maybe I should have proofread this. They are smoking weed, and within the few seconds it's taken them to enter and for me to react, it's now a hot box. I gather they had been smoking for a minute because now I hear they are all going to have a real party. shit. This is getting horrible. This is getting dangerous. Now shirts are coming off and someone starts to pull at mine.
What the fuck?
Not my kind of party, so I stumble to exit only to find my Romeo standing outside the door looking for me. Well, now we proceed to continue our makeout sessions, pretty much everything one can do without.
So she left that room. She's like, I can't do that. Where's that dude at?
Now we proceed to continue our makeout sessions, pretty much everything we can do without the proper protection. And then I stumble downstairs to be found. She's a phenomenal writer. And then I stumble. This is really long.
Very long. It's very long.
Wrong. Long. And then she.
That's what she said to the dude in the toga.
And then I stumbled downstairs to be found by one of my girlfriends, who then tells me how she was looking for me and was so concerned. Then a hand grabs mine, and I'm off outside into the garage. Oh, Romeo is now back, and he's ready to play. So we're making out in the garage.
This sounds like an 80s movie.
I know. This is awesome. So we're making out in the garage, and I'm doing naughty stuff with my talk box, and then I look
up. What? Stop. What was it? Talk box? Like T-A-L-K?
Yes.
Talk box. Doing naughty stuff with my talk box. This is getting fucking hot, man. Keep this going.
So we're making out in the garage, and I'm doing naughty stuff with my talk box. And then I look
fucking
up
A.
Then I look up at his face because it's kind of getting blurry, only to realize it's not Romeo I'm dealing with.
Oh!
Wait a minute. So so she was doing stuff with her talk box, and then she looked up at his face?
I'm not even quite sure what she's referring to as talk box. Like,
dude, this is like the greatest
talk box, like Peter Frampton.
Me and Brandon are guitar players, so
she's
we,
down there
that's
like
what we're thinking.
Wah wah wah, wah 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 wah. She sounds like some Peanuts character, the teacher.
Oh, Anyway, off his face because it's kind of getting blurry. Only to realize it's not Romeo I'm dealing with. I proceed to go slackjaw and stand up and run out of the garage, only to still... only to still wrap my head around who the fuck that was. To then find my...
The guy just raised his arms, greatest party ever.
To then find
I just came here to pick somebody up.
I get the talk box reference there. It just hit me. So then... Oh, shit, this is the best story ever. Okay. To then find my girlfriend who says she's taking me home now. She proceeds to drive me to her place where she tells me to lie down and go to sleep. I proceed to do so, and who do you think starts cuddle with me and tell me I'm hot? Well, I'm not down for that party, so I scramble out and clumsily walk back to my dorm only to pass out.
Whoa, is that some girl on girl? Is that what she was saying?
I proceed to do so, and who do you think starts to cuddle with me and tell me I'm hot? All right, yeah, I guess it's her friend. Well, I'm not down for that party, so I scramble out and clumsily walk back to my dorm only to pass out. Next thing I know, I hear a loud banging at my door. I shuffle, still completely wasted, out of bed, in my vomit, dirt, grass, and cement rocks-covered outfit, only to be greeted by my mother and God-fearing grandmother who are ready for breakfast. Needless to say, I look like I want... Needless to say, I looked like wanted sex and smelled like a porn theater. Not a good day. But like I said, I have plenty of these from my wild child day. If you'd like to hit you up with more, toodles, Ada Lova.
I love that. That was the best story we've
ever had. I want every
here,
story
man.
She has.
Fucking amazing.
I will create a coffee book table of her stories.
Called Talk Box.
Needless to say, I looked like wanted sex and smelled like a porn theater. Not a good day.
That's awesome.
So
I'm almost at a loss for words.
Thank you very much, Ada Lova. That is fantastic.
That might have been a boozing gone rad.
It could have been. Could have been good.
Yeah, I don't really see anything wrong with that.
No, that was fantastic. I would read another story. That was like a short novel there. I enjoyed myself reading
that. I think we need to go out to D.C. and find a college party like that.
They'd be like, who the hell are these old guys? Well, not you. You look like you're 12 still. So, on that note, I think we're ready to get out of here.
Yeah, let's go find a college toga party. I'm down.
All right, Brandon, thanks for jumping on with us.
Yeah, guys, no problem.
Like I said, Brandon runs most of our social media, website, all that stuff.
Congratulations again to the 5 winners who won the shirts.
I don't remember the names, but you know
who me either.
And then Susie for kicking us in the collective dick afterwards.
The tri-dick.
Yeah.
And you said you had some Netflix recommendations. You want to knock those out real quick?
Yeah, I think, God, last time I checked Netflix, the Poe Corman movies with Vincent Price were on there.
Yeah.
Definitely check those out. I could watch those forever.
Yeah, The Tall Man, what we mentioned earlier, is on there. That's been a kind of a hyped-up movie. You should check that out. I have not watched it yet. A few more Bloody Disgusting Selects films popped up. I believe Exit Humanity is one. I haven't watched that one yet.
New Year's Evil's on there, too.
It is on there. I'll watch that in a few months when it's New Year's time. Check out that Terror Within. It was what I talked about at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, or skip it.
It's kind of a
your choice.
Schlocky monster movie. It's kind of cool. But anyway, that's a boozing gone bad. I got through everything, I think.
Dude, we've had a full fucking day, man.
Yeah.
Between this and then the other podcast and miscellaneous shit.
Coming up, I think we'll be back in a couple weeks.
We're still planning our big Halloween party.
Still planning up, so if you're in the region, hit us up. We'll tell you where to meet us. Horror Hound in November, Jamie Lee Curtis. We're still planning on. Thanks to all our guys we met at the last Horror Hound. I think a lot of people are planning coming back up for November, so can't wait.
I got a text from Drunk Rick Grimes.
Did you?
He went over for coming up and said yes. Mm-hmm. He said he'll be there in costume this time.
Awesome. So.
And again, anybody who's there, we've got free shit to give away. T-shirts, koozies, bottle openers, buttons, patches.
Just come party with us, man.
That's
come
all we gotta
party.
Do.
You know, if you're of age.
And we should have a cooler by then, right?
Yeah, we've got a custom wrapped 40 ounces of horror cooler that we should have by then. So just look for the guys with the 40 ounces of horror cooler, 40 ounces of horror t-shirts.
Yeah, can't miss
drunk.
Us. So, all right, I think we're out of here. Thanks again, Brandon. James, I will see you next time.
Yes.
And as usual, until next time,
drink up.